Good day, my friends. This is Vincent, and welcome to America Next. Today is April 17th, 2024. I want to talk to you today about a plan that the conservative community has developed, a plan that will be implemented if they get back into the White House. The plan is officially called Project 2025, but many people just call it Project 25 for short. But whatever you call it, there is one thing for certain about this plan. It is anti-democracy. It's an authoritarian plan. It is designed to slowly destroy civil rights, human rights, and democracy itself. It will change America into a society in which there is a ruling class or a ruling dictator that will oversee and control every aspect of our lives. Project 25 will destroy America. Now, the plan itself, the document that this is based on, is about 700 or 800 pages long. So I cannot go through that entire document with you at this time. But what I can do is share with you some of the highlights, just to give you an idea of what this thing is all about. Let's talk about one of the key areas that I found interesting is reshaping the federal government, particularly the people who work there. As you know, most of the people who work in the federal government are civil servants. They go to a job and perform that job based on whatever the requirements are. They are not politicians. They are just workers. Well, this Project 25 doesn't like that. The reason that Project 25 doesn't like it is because Project 25 wants everybody in the government, whether you're a secretary or a judge or whether you're a scientist, it doesn't matter. They want everybody in the federal government to be beholden and 100% supportive of whoever is in charge. This is something Trump tried to do when he was first in office, is get rid of people and install people that liked him. Well, Project 25 will do that. It will give him the authority to fire anybody and replace them with people that he likes or that support him. In addition, the plan will send these new employees to a training academy so they can be indoctrinated with how to be a good conservative employee. If it sounds like Germany to you, Nazi Germany, then you are not far off. Let's talk about another area, Department of Justice. As you know, the federal agencies are pretty much independent. And our DOJ, which runs the FBI, they are very independent, so they can prosecute crimes. They go after whoever, whether it's a guy who's running an illegal pawn shop or whether it's the president's son. They can go after who they want to because their job is to uphold the law. Trump and his people, his conservative friends, they don't like that. They want DOJ to be responsive to the president, which means under Project 25, the president will decide on what big cases the DOJ will go after. He will review those cases and decide which ones to go after and which ones to leave alone. So any case that involves him or his friends or his wife or his business partner or anything like that, he can just say, no, leave it alone. And no investigation will occur. And at the same time, he will have the authority to use DOJ to go after any of his enemies to pursue any kind of activities he wants. Now, let's talk about religion. Our country is established so that there is a separation between church and state. Our government is set up based on laws. Okay? Your religion is something personal. Well, under Project 25, that changes. Under Project 25, Christianity will be at the center of our government. In fact, they have said that they will use biblical ideas to establish federal law. That's right. Just like they do in the Middle East, when you have the Taliban and all those other groups who have taken over their countries and run their countries based on religion, that's what they want to do here. They will use Christianity as the law. Think about that. Another area concerns women and reproductive rights. You see, under Project 25, they basically have two approaches they can take. Approach one would be a national ban, period. That means that it is not allowed in this country. And if you get an abortion, the woman who gets an abortion and any doctor or medical provider who gives it will be held criminally accountable. Option two is for the federal government to say, we no longer support it. We no longer support it, and we will not allow any kind of funds or support from the federal government regarding this. That means all the states have to, you know, do it on their own. Those states who go along with the government, it's not a problem. Those states who want to continue to provide abortion, you will not be able to get not one dime from the federal government for health care if you provide abortion. Nothing. They will cut you off. They will treat you as if you are a dirty shirt and you are out there by yourself. Additionally, they want to ban all contraceptives so that you cannot, even through the mail, get contraceptives in support of reproductive activities. Under Project 25, they will make it very clear to women, your job is to bear children. You have no choice in this matter. Now let's talk about immigration. As you know, the conservative Republicans don't like immigrants. They want to blame them for in everything and anything that is going wrong in this country. So under Project 25, they have a strategy to change that. Now, this strategy is not about just going through new legal procedures. No. This strategy is a very comprehensive plan to effectively stop all legal immigration into this country. That affects us tremendously because our workforce, especially in agriculture, construction, retail, those industries are constantly fed and supported by the thousands of immigrants who come in to take the low-paying jobs. It also affects the scientists. We get thousands of scientists who come into this country every year to work with us, and they are immigrants. We also get thousands of students who come here to learn and to share ideas. And yes, we get the millions of people who immigrate here just to start a new life. This change in immigration is not something that should be thought of as a way to take care of the border problem. No, the conservatives are doing this for one reason: their nationalistic view. Under Project 25, they see the world as an enemy to the U.S. Under Project 25, they want to isolate America from everyone else. They don't want to help other countries, and they definitely don't want immigrants coming in from other countries. It's funny they feel this way, considering that America was built by immigrants. The last area that I will discuss today is education. The conservatives don't like our public education system because our public education system right now teaches fact. We teach real history, real science, real math, real literature, so that our kids can grow up and know the world as it is, and they can compete in the real world. Well, as I mentioned earlier, this new plan, Project 25, wants to make religion a part of the government. Okay? And that means it will also run the educational aspect of our lives as well. The first thing that the conservatives will do is get rid of the Department of Education, the federal agency that oversees education. They will shut that down. What they want the states to do is implement a charter school system, schools set up to teach education based on this new Christian nationalist idea. They want to use vouchers so that they can say, hey, if your kid wants to go there, you have to get a voucher. As you can see, there's two problems with that. A, these kids will not be taught real education. They will be indoctrinated with religious ideas. The second thing is, if we go the way of the charter schools, they don't plan to build enough charter schools to cover the entire population as we do now. Charter schools will be a privilege thing. That means that there will not be enough vouchers because there will not be enough schools. Now, how that affects us? Well, the federal government under Project 25 will not fund public education. Well, as you know, public education right now is scrambling for every dollar they can get, even though the federal government helps them. So if the federal government pulls out and the states don't have enough money for public schools, then what happens? It means millions of kids will not be getting public education, will not get education at all, because they won't have enough voucher or charter schools to go to, and public schools will be shutting down left and right because they don't have the funds to operate a public school system. In other words, this Project 25 will make sure that they raise an entire generation of people that have been thoroughly indoctrinated with their ideas. My friends, these are just a few of the ideas that's in this Project 25. It is not a plan that is designed to make things better. They are not trying to create a better America. They are not trying to improve liberty and freedom. Under Project 25, it is the exact opposite. They are creating a society that is controlled by the very few at the top. It will have a dictator. It will take away your liberties. It will take away your freedoms. And most importantly, Project 25 will see to the destruction of this thing that we call democracy. Now, when you combine this plan with Trump's stated objectives, when he has made it clear that he plans to be a dictator and that he wants to suspend the Constitution sometime so he can do what he wants to do, you see, this means nothing but trouble for America. The combination of his ego and this project, Project 25, means we have no choice, my friends, but to fight back. And right now, we can fight back and win. All we have to do is vote. You see, we are still in charge. Project 25 is just a plan, an idea. It cannot happen if we don't let it. So please, tell your friends, tell your colleagues, tell your family, vote for those people who believe in democracy, the Constitution, the rule of law. Vote for those people. We can never allow Project 2025 to see the light of day. If we do, the world, the country that we know, will cease to exist. That's all for now. Thanks very much. And as always, please stay strong, keep moving forward, and keep fighting for democracy. Talk to you soon.